Dedicate this class to receiving answers to whatever's on my mind, whatever's on your mind. So I'm gonna approach this class today as if my goal is for me to get it, not for you to get it. But my goal today is going to be for me to get it. So I'm gonna do everything I can to help me get it. So I'm gonna demonstrate somebody trying to get it. First of all, if I'm trying to get it, I'm going to have to hear it. Mm-hmm. So here's the first thought to this the answer. Okay, check this thought out. One sentence. If you have an answer or a solution that happens to any situation or problem or circumstance, in other words, if you have an answer show up, if you have a solution happen, this is the one thing you can be sure of. Your learning occurred under the right guidance.
All right.
In other words, your learning, you got some learning from a right guidance. If the answer, if the solution comes and the problem is resolved, then you can safely say my learning has occurred under the right guidance. Yes. On the other hand, if all you see is problems that never seem to end, your learning has occurred under the wrong guidance. Mm-hmm. Do you know what is truly invisible? What's truly invisible is learning. You only become aware of what you've learned through its results. So it's your results that let you know that you have had invisible learning under the right guidance. So if you're not getting results, then you have not learned under the right guidance. See, I'm saying this like I'm trying to get it. Okay, Earl? All right, if your problem is solved, it means it must have happened under the right conditions, under the right guidance, because now the doggone problem is gone. I'm not worried about it anymore. Okay, I still got this problem that I've always had coming back over and over again, then that means that my learning has occurred under the wrong guidance because I'm not getting no results. So, I really need to fire my advisor.
Yeah, that one.
Fire yourself. Everybody fire yourselves. Okay. Fire yourselves right now. Call you into the office and fire you. Have your little stuff in the bag. Don't even let you go back to your desk. Fire you. Okay. This is on page 229 in the Course of Miracles text. It's called Looking Within. That's the section I'm talking about. It's called Looking Within. I love this. This is so much fun. I'm so excited. I'm going slow.
Thank you.
I'm going to go real slow. Can I go slow?
Yes.
Can I go real slow?
Thank you.
Well, how slow can I go?
Real.
Slow as I need to go. You willing to go slow enough to get it?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's say it again. A miracle, which is a right answer. I'm going to turn everything off for a second. I'm going to snap crop of pop and booze for just a second. Okay. Mm-hmm. Every time I have a miracle, it means that my learning has occurred on the right guidance. Been listening to the right voice. Your learning is invisible, which means you can't see what you learned until you see its results. You can't see what you've learned until you see its results. Learning is invisible. You don't even see your learning. You don't see your learning. You don't see your learning. You see the results of it. Okay? Earl, you getting this? I'm getting it. Okay, now, it's generalization is demonstrated as you use it in more and more situations. So I'm going to use what I've learned in more and more situations. It's time for me to use what I've learned in more and more situations. That's generalizing it. Generalizing it means I'm using it with you, I'm using it with you, I'm using it with you. I get the result and then I start using it in more and more situations. Okay, Earl, you hear that? Yeah, I hear that. Okay. Okay, all right. There's Earl and his dummy. He's a ventriloquist. I'm Earl's dummy. Deep. You know how true that is. That's deep. You better get in touch with the puppeteer. You better check in with the puppeteer. Because we're the puppet that thinks it's the puppeteer.
Yeah.
It's like Pinocchio on crack. Okay. How can you tell when you're ready to use something in every situation? Well, it means there is no situation in which the miracle does not apply. He says, and so applying them to every situation, you will gain the real world. If you want to get to the real, let me explain the real world. The real world is where there is no pain of any kind. So how do you get there? Here you go. The way that you get to a world that there is no pain of any kind is you recognize that when you are feeling love and peace, your learning has occurred under the right guidance. You're getting the result. So you start generalizing your peace in more and more situations. And you recognize it's not hard to do it because I'm going to do it in more and more situations. And that's how I teach myself. It's not hard to do it. I just go ahead and do it. Everybody got that plan?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it says, if you were to have that kind of perception where you were applying your truth to all situations, where you were getting the result, because you've been listening to right guidance, he says, then that's going to be when your way of seeing things is healed. It is whole. And then the Course says, an atonement will radiate from your acceptance of it for yourself. The Course says the atonement is the undoing of fear. So it's the same as saying the undoing of fear will radiate from your acceptance of the undoing of fear for yourself. You know, it's like it's going to radiate as I accept it for myself. So first it's going to radiate from me because I'm accepting the love and truth for myself and the answer for myself. And then that answer and that truth is going to radiate to everybody that God sends to me so that they can be blessed by my acceptance of my good. So you're going to be blessed by my acceptance of my own good, because by me accepting my own good, it can radiate out to each and every one of you. Whoa! I just thought it was a regular old Sunday afternoon. In every child of God, God's blessing lies. And in your blessing of the children of God is God's blessing to you. Okay? I'll tell you, the blessing of love is inside of you. And every time you bless somebody else, it sends a blessing to you. And blessing someone else is to just recognizing that the answer lies inside of them. Mm-hmm. Blessing somebody is just you realizing they have the answer inside of them. You're blessing somebody when you realize they have the answer inside of them. Everybody in this world must play their part in its redemption. Every one of us must play our part in the healing. Every one of us must play our part in getting back to where we came from, which is where there is no pain, without dying or taking Kool-Aid. All right? Yeah, okay, there's got to be some way. Unless our God, if our God is a homicidal maniac, then what we are experiencing couldn't possibly be the truth that was created for us by our Creator. And the fact that there's so much pain in the world ought to be enough hint to let us know it couldn't come from a loving God. So therefore, nothing we're seeing in this world is coming from what's true about us. We need to wake up.
Yes.
We need to wake up. We need to wake up.
Yes.
We need to wake up. And so how do I do that? Well, I recognize that you are full of the truth. You're just full of it. Okay? Now just follow along with me with the book. He says, everybody in the world must play his part in its redemption. Why? So that you can recognize it's been done. If you want to see it's been done, you got to play your part. Now, this is what I love about the Course. Isn't we always hear it about the invisible? Like all these books saying, you know, have faith in what you don't see. It's all about God, and God's invisible. Y'all notice that a lot of this is on the invisible side. And that sometimes that's what affects our faith the most, is because it seems like it's always asking for us to trust in something that we can't see. Okay, what the Course is about to do now is to describe exactly how you deal with this invisible issue. Okay? So if there's a such thing as something being invisible that exists that we can't see, the Course is about to explain to you how you can see it, how you can become aware of the invisible. Are you really ready to become?
Absolutely.
Are you really ready to become aware of the invisible?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't sound like a roaring crowd.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's what you do. Like God, he says, okay, first of all, you can't see the invisible. But if you see the effects of the invisible, you know it must be there. I can't see your love, but if I can see the effect of your love, I'll know your love for me is there. So your love for me will never become, I will never become aware of your love for me until you let me see some of the effects of it. Like the way you treat me, the way you respond to me, the way you are with me. I hear the words, but let me see some effects. So you never become aware of the invisible until you see its effects. Okay, that's the first rule. So I'll never become aware of God until I can see the effect of God. I'll never become aware of abundance that's invisible until I see the effects of my invisible in abundance. So I'm asking the universe to give me the effects of my invisible abundance, because obviously my abundance is invisible. So this is a good plan. This is a good plan. How many of y'all have an invisible abundance? Raise your hand. You know you got some abundance you don't see yet. All right. So what we're doing together then is we're asking to see the effects of the abundance that we don't see. Okay, y'all with me? This is the answer. This is fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. I'm having a ball.
It is because it's so good.
As a matter of fact, I need just a second. Here's a universal law. If you see what it does, if you can see what it does, you can recognize its being. If you can see what it does, you can recognize it exists. If you can see what I do, then you can recognize I must exist. If you can see what I do, then I must exist. Do you see what I'm doing right now?
Absolutely.
Then I must exist. Right now. So I want to let y'all know, I do exist. I'm not just a reflection of your consciousness. I'm not just a figure in your dream. I'm not just this kind of concept that you're trying to figure out what is. I exist because you see what I'm doing. Then it says, and by what it does, you learn what it is, by what it does. So if you want to learn what somebody is, you just pay attention to what they're doing. This is complex answers. This is really, what did you say it again? I'm kind of confused. Okay, I'll say it again. You will learn what it is by what it does. You will learn what it is by what it does. You will learn what you are by what you're doing. You will learn what you are by what you are doing now. That's how you see the invisible.
Yeah.
You see the invisible because of what it's doing, and you see the invisible because of what it does, and you see the invisible by its effects. The fact that you can see this means that there must have been something that created it.
Yeah.
Hello. let's go back to basics. Because we see us in effect, then there must be something invisible that created us. And the fact that we exist should be the proof that there's something invisible.
Yes.
That's creating things.
Yes. That's right here.
That's deep. Because remember, the whole answer is, okay, how do you see that which you think is invisible that you keep hearing about, but it's invisible, like God and truth and happiness and abundance, it's invisible. How do I see it? And so he's stepping us through the steps of how we see it. And then he goes on, he says, by what it does, you learn what it is. You cannot see your strengths. Like I said, powers. You cannot see your powers. It's like sometimes you say, I don't feel strong. Sometimes I don't see my power. I don't always feel strong. Instead of saying I don't feel strong, I try to tell myself, oh my God, right now I don't see my power. Mm-hmm. Anybody see my power? I got a little poster up on the telephone pole. Reward for my power. Anybody see my power? Send it home. All right, whistle for it. Okay, so the Course says it. He says it right there. He says you cannot see your strengths, but you gain confidence in their existence as they enable you to act. So how do you gain confidence in your power? As your power enables you to act. Like, how do I gain confidence in my power to speak? When I let my power to speak enable me to speak. You have the power of speak. That's deep. So that means you can see the results of your actions. So if you can see the results of your actions, then everything you see is the result of your actions. Woo! Everything you see, who does not understand everything you see is the result of your actions? Okay, thank you.
You're talking about like people on the sidewalk across the street. That's what I see, so
they're part of my action. That's right. Everything you see is the result of your action because you're the one that's interpreting everything you see. So it's your interpretation that's determining what you see. So therefore it is your own actions determining what you see. And your own action is what you're telling yourself about what you see. There's what you see, and then there's what you're telling yourself about what you see. And those are two different things. But in the end, I'm responsible for that action. So that's what it is. That's what it means. You know, I'm responsible for my perceptions. I'm responsible for what I'm seeing. Now, this is a trick. I'm never seeing but two things. I'm only seeing love, or I'm only seeing fear. So I'm responsible for what I see. Does not mean I'm responsible for what is happening to you.
So each time I make the choice of whether I'm seeing it fearfully or...
Yeah, every second I'm making the choice of whether or not I'm seeing it fearfully. And if I'm seeing it fearfully, then that result is letting me know that my invisible learning has taken place under the wrong guidance.
Uh-oh.
Like, whatever that situation is, that's the situation that I'm telling myself something is incorrect. Wherever the pain is where my error is. That's deep. All right. So let's talk about God. Let's talk about God. And I'm going to have to drive my Baptist preacher up here. Let's talk about God. Brothers and sisters. God is invisible. But you can see the results of God's presence. You can't see God, but you can see the result of God. And through seeing the results of God, through seeing the results of the Holy Spirit, through seeing the results of love, you will learn it is there. So I'm going to teach you, I'm going to show you that all the love that I promise you is there by giving you the results of the invisible love you don't see. And so I'm going to send so many cool things to you from the invisible that you don't even know how they could even be created, that at some point you're going to have to admit there must be something greater than you. That's my plan. I'm going to give you so much good stuff that you're going to swear God must exist. You're going to say love exists for me. Why? Because I got so much freedom and so much abundance and so much security and so many right relationships and so much joy and so much harmony. Love must exist. That's how I'm going to get you there. It's a tough curriculum. Yeah, we'll make it. Sometimes when the love show up, you feel like you're going to blow up sometimes. You can't hardly take it, you know, because you find your capacity isn't nearly where you thought it was. Give me love. I want love. If you send me love, I'm ready for love. I am ready for love. Then soon as it comes, you run for the hills. Or shoot her. Or him. Bam, 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 bam. How did you do that? Because I loved her. Okay. I'm glad you don't like me too much. Because the way we treat people that we love, I'm thankful that most people don't like me. I was like, thank you very much. Because this is the way you treat me in love. You don't trust them. You worry about them all the time. Wonder if you're going to lose them. And you know, it's like, oh, this fear, that's what you give to people that you love. Tell you what, just do me a favor. Don't never make me special. And so far, they haven't. I've been very successful at people not making me special. And I've had a very peaceful life. That's good. Okay. Okay. So, this is how I'm going to teach you that God exists in your life. He says, first, you're going to learn that God is there by the results you're going to start to see in your life. You're going to realize that the truth is there because of the results that you're going to start receiving in your life. Then he goes on to say, because what God enables you to do, what the truth enables you to do, what your sane mind enables you to do, these are all Course in Miracles definitions, what your sane mind enables you to do is clearly not of this world. So number one is what? If it's anything that God is enabling you to do, it's going to be something that looks like it could never happen in this world. So that's one of the rules of knowing when something's come from spirit and truth. You'll go, I would not have believed that this could ever happen in the world. When you say that statement, That's a result that is witnessing to the presence of God in your life. You go, that was more than I could have even imagined was going to happen. That's how you know when God is witnessing to God's presence in your life. See, you see, we're being told all that stuff we wonder about. Everybody go, how do I know God? How do I know? It's like, here's the answer, but can you hear it? See, that's what I'm realizing about this. So the thing we do together when we come here is that, you know, you just let me be a mouthpiece to speak it so we can hear it. Okay? So what does it mean? I'm just going to help you some more, Holy Spirit. So it's a pretend spirit speaking through me, okay?
Yes.
And it's using my body. Because it thinks my body is cute.
Yeah.
All right. Spirit went, yeah, I'm on, yeah. Send it through him.
Chocolate.
Send it through chocolate, man. Yeah. What's the truth? How many of y'all like truth from chocolate, man?
Oh, yeah!
All of you should have raised your hand. Because it's obvious if you see the result. It's the effect of the invisible desire. I wouldn't be here unless it was a collective agreement. That's why all of you see me. You all agreed to. Come just see me right, would you? That's all I ask for y'all to do. If you're going to see me right. See me right. See me correctly. If you're going to look at me, you little voyeurs. I just like to sit around and watch. You do it every week. You do it every week. Because I get all undressed spiritually. This is what's happening from within. Doing my spiritual striptease. This is what's underneath my smile. Put your clothes back on. That was what was underneath your smile, you know. So anyway. What is it? If you follow along the book, you see I'm just reading. On paragraph 3, page 230. It says this. When God is proving God's presence to you, you're going to be able to do things that seem like they're clearly out of this world, and it will look like you are violating every law of reality as the world judges laws of reality. So it'll look like what you are doing is impossible. So when Spirit helps you, you will experience something that you would have thought was impossible. It would be so good. It would be so healing. You go, it's not possible to be cured of cancer spontaneously like that. It's not possible to go from totally complete lack today to being a multimillionaire tomorrow. It's not possible for me to have that love that I, you see what I'm saying? It's like when Spirit steps in, you'll be saying, dog, the thing I thought was impossible that could never happen to me because it would be so wonderful, you'll go, it's possible. See the steps we're being told. I mean, we're being told sentence by sentence exactly what the states of consciousness is you go through as you wake up. But since it's ahead of us, and we used to looking behind us, it's hard to focus in on it. I'm too used to looking at my past and thinking of everything in terms of my past to be talking about this unknown future thinking. Like, you know, don't be showing me what I'm going to think the next minute coming up. I'm just not trying to get in touch with what I used to think yesterday that I'm trying to hold on to that makes me think I got Alzheimer's. And I don't know if that's just me letting go of the past. It's not short-term memory loss. You're just doing a better job of letting go of the past. That'd be the best way to look at it. At least you'll feel innocent while you don't remember anything. You know. Okay. So if you're getting an answer from love, if you're getting an answer from God, every law of time and space, of magnitude and mass, is transcended. If you're getting it from the real deal, it'll look like what's happening to you. It couldn't be nothing that's too big, and nothing about time or space could stop it. He's telling us point blank. I'm going to tell you the difference between a God gift and the stuff you're giving yourself. So you'll know how to recognize it. Then it says, for what the Holy Spirit enables you to do, what your real self enables you to do, what love enables you to do is clearly beyond all the laws of reality as the world judges it. So the once you receive the results of the truth, and once you receive the results of love, but once you receive and perceive the results of God, he says you will understand where God must be and finally know where God is. God is wherever the results are. So if I'm getting the result of love right here with you, then God's got to be right here with me right now because I'm getting the results. The answer's got to be with me because I'm getting the results. So that's the proof that God exists.
Yes. All
right. See, I mean, he just stepped us right through how you would know it.
Thank you.
Now, then the course does what it does so beautifully. It turns right around and says the same thing again another way. Just in case you didn't get it that time. Well, here we go again. And the little yellow bus will be waiting for you at 2 o'clock. You know, we move slow. We don't move too fast, do we? We cautious with our spirituality. I won't be coming to sanity too fast. You will not speed me up to my good. Just slow down. He said, you can't see the Holy Spirit. Would you agree? Like he said, the same thing. You can't see love sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. He says, but you can see what? Its manifestations. Mm-hmm. So unless you see the manifestations of the truth, unless you see the manifestations of your abundance, unless you see the manifestations of love, you don't realize it's there. So if I'm going to make you realize I'm here, I'm going to have to give you a few manifestations. That's what love and abundance saying of. You do have abundance, you do have love, you do have freedom. It's there, it's invisible to you. You're all depressed because you don't see it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start giving you some of my effects so you start to recognize that I'm here.
Thank you.
See, that just blows my whole earning the blessings of God theory.
Yeah.
Because if I could receive it just because I deserve it, then it blows up all my plans to try to make myself good enough to earn it. Mm-hmm. Which I spent so much time working on myself, all my workshops, all my classes, all my books. I'm trying to become better. I gotta get better. I gotta get myself better. Something wrong with me. I gotta get smarter. I gotta get cuter. I gotta get brighter. I gotta get smarter. I gotta get cuter. I gotta get something missing. Something wrong with me. Something I gotta change. So now I gotta earn. Then all of a sudden something says, well, I wanna show you that you have invisible goodness that you don't even know about. And what I'm going to do is I'm gonna start giving you physical manifestations of all the good stuff you don't know about so that you'll finally come to see that it's there. How about that? That's what this book is saying. And here we go, is that a trick question?
What's the choice?
Yeah, something's wrong with this. Just give me a little time. I'm going to figure it out. Something about what you're saying just ain't right. Because it makes too much sense. Have y'all noticed that we are perfectly capable of understanding the same thoughts if we ever hear them?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of shocks us. I'm like, hey, that doesn't make sense.
What's
right. If it's invisible and I don't know it's there, but I want to become aware of the invisible, then I become aware of the invisible by its manifestations. And by its manifestations and results, then that'll prove to me that invisible thing must be there because I'm seeing the results of it. So what you're going to do then, love, let me get this straight, just a moment. What you're going to do now, you are going to give me so many results of your presence, so many results of good, that I have to conclude that I must be good. That's your plan? So what's my part? Well, your part, Earl, is to realize you need not believe the idea. Well, hell, I got that covered. Oh, I don't have to believe what you just said. Oh, shoot, I'm here. Because I don't believe it. You see, that's what he said to us. So what he did was he took away your need to believe so that that couldn't even stand in the way of your receiving. Because you believing that you need to believe in order for you to receive sets up a condition that you don't receive.
Right.
Because you don't believe. By your own admission, you don't believe. So you got to let go of the whole idea of your believing having to do with something to do with you receiving your good. But you up the creek. Now, if you're a good believer, pop some belief in there as one of the rules. That's smart. If I'm a good, you know what I'm saying? It's like one of the rules to always be able to get to God is to be able to move your finger around in a rotation motion. Well, see, if I had a rule like that, I got it made. If I'm going to come up with a rule, it's still going to be a rule I can do. And that's us. I'm not going to come up with the rules at all.
Well,
don't come up with no rules you can't do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take away from you your need to believe. You don't have to believe these ideas. 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 Just use them. Use what? Okay, I'm going to use the idea that my good is invisible. But I can see the results of my good if my good starts to manifest. And by my good manifesting from beyond this world, I mean, it's got to be more than I would have ever imagined. Then I'm going to come to the conclusion that there must be something that really loves me. And that's the plan. Now, and here's the part two. You don't have to believe it. Now, Earl, don't forget. Now, I'm telling you the plan, but your part is not necessary to believe the plan. Can you do that, Earl? Well, I'm such a believer, it's going to be hard. Because I believe in stuff. And you're asking me not to believe. The truth is, nothing would be easier for me than give me a plan where I didn't have to believe some outrageous idea that seemed like it was beyond the world or anything I could possibly imagine. I need you to make it so that I won't have to believe in order for me to have something greater than I could have ever imagined, that I needed to go beyond my belief. So please, everything that exists and invisible that creates anything, please go beyond my beliefs.
Yes.
Overrule me. Overrule my crazy self. Overrule my insane thoughts. Overrule my worry. Overrule it. Overrule it. Overrule my depression. Overrule it. See what I'm saying? The higher court will not condemn you. Not like you're going to get an appeal and get up there and they're going to give you more years. Are you still ready to get how we can recognize the presence of God in our good? Because it's about to kill you. How you doing? Some of y'all about dead, some of y'all alive. Where we at? I gotta know how many medics to call in. How you doing? Y'all doing good? All right, encourage me. Encourage me. Encourage me. Encourage me. Encourage me. Thank you. Thank you. I used to wait for people to do that on their own. It took so much longer. See how much time I saved? You know, and so that proved by the result that the appreciation was there. First it seemed invisible. Then I said, hey, give me some. And you said, well, I was really feeling it, but it was invisible. So now by my result, which is my acknowledgement, I'm giving you the effect, girl, to let you know that invisible result was there. So now you know appreciation for you really exists.
All right.
And it was more than you could have imagined. I just had the physical experience of what I'm teaching. That's what I love about this book.
Yeah.
It's like it's like as you read it, you can count on you being wherever it's describing you at. You're there. Like whatever you read is like, that's where you at. So you today, you're at that point that you're going to receive miracles as God's witnesses, and you're going to have miracles that speak for love's presence. And what you can't see becomes real to you. I say it again.
Mm-hmm.
What you cannot see becomes real to you only through the witnesses that speak for it. You think I don't love you, It's only through you seeing the love coming back to you through me that you believe it's there. You got to have a witness. And my job is to be your witness. I'm the witness that's saying, you know what? You deserve blessings that go beyond the laws that this reality even says can exist. You can be aware of what you cannot see. You can be aware of what you cannot see. And what you cannot see can become compellingly real to you. What you cannot see, it can become compellingly real to you as its presence becomes manifest through you. There's the law. Now I'll say it again. What is it I want right now that I can't see? Okay. Well, let's say right now I don't see my freedom. Okay, so how can I make my freedom real to me? Well, I can only make my freedom real to me through the witnesses that speak for my freedom. So if I'm going to experience my freedom as real, I want some witnesses to reflect back to me, I am free. The way that my freedom becomes real to me is to let my freedom become manifested through me. If I want my freedom to become real to me, I have to let my freedom manifest through me. If you want your freedom to become real to you, you have to let your freedom manifest through you. If you want love to become real to you, you have to let love start to manifest through you. Everybody got the law? Mm-hmm. So whatever I want to become real in my life, it has to come through me first. Mm-hmm. And I want some witnesses to show me that it's there even when I can't see it. Yeah. Those are the two rules. Yeah. I want witnesses who say, you are free, you are free, you are free. They're demonstrating you are free, you are free, you are love, you are free, you are free, you are love. And I want to let some freedom and some love come through me. So whatever I want to become real in my life has to manifest through me. That's the rule. And I will become aware of it through the witnesses that I have in my life that speak of it to me. I think it's time for some music. Would you acknowledge yourself for hearing this much with me today? Holy Spirit. Yeah, even though I can't see you. Help me, God, I can't see, even though you're gonna show me you there by the results that you're gonna give me, which is probably beyond anything that I can even think of. Show me. And I don't even believe in you either, by the way. So I know you're just thrilled to have me. You just can't wait to give me some blessing. You know, it's so funny, isn't it? You know, it's like, what a great plan. I need to remember that plan so that when the good stuff starts to happen, I won't beat myself up saying I don't deserve it or sabotage it in some way, because I can't see the connection between me receiving it and what I've done. So it's like preparing you to be able to handle receiving things you think you don't deserve. You're being prepared to be able to handle things coming to you that are so good that you don't think you deserve them. You are being prepared to be able to accept some things when they show up that you would have thought they were too great for you to deserve. You're being prepared for them. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing financially. Thank you for being generous with me. Thank you. Now I'm going to what are we being prepared for? What?
The things that we don't think we deserve.
She says we're being prepared for the things we don't think that we deserve. That's beautiful. Think about that. We're being prepared for those wonderful things that we think we don't deserve. We're being prepared. And your part is to not to feel like you have to believe. Can't get much easier than that one. Can it? That's pretty easy. All right. Did anybody have... oh, yeah, next Sunday I'll be speaking at the 11 o'clock service. And we have cool services here all the time. So I invite you. I'm so excited about going through this book with people, especially this place I'm at in my consciousness right now. It's unlike any place I've ever been in. Got so much love I want to let come through me to you. I'm really working to get rid of any blocks that I have that would keep that love from getting through to you feeling it. Because I got some blocks. I got so much love for y'all behind my wall. I promise you, I got some walled-in love for you all. And my walled-in love is about to break my wall down. It's collapsing from the inside, and I had it fortified against the outside. I feel betrayed by my fear. It let me down. It couldn't stand the test of love. It failed. Now I just don't fear you like I used to.
Wow.
They
love you anyhow, Earl.
That's what I'm counting on. I want that I love you anyhow, Earl kind of love. Earl, I know you did this such thing over here and this such thing over here and this such thing over here. And there were consequences. I think you need to learn. Maybe that wasn't the smartest, most brainiac choice, but I love you anyhow. I love you anyhow. There's nothing you can do to get rid of my love. My love is permanent. And one day you're going to be happy to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Like that's because sometimes people they get depressed if you tell them you're going to love them forever. Uh-huh. That's the last thing they want to hear. Oh, no. Please don't love me forever. No. No, please. No, it's okay. Don't bother. It's okay. I don't want you to love me forever. Your love is work. Your love is worse than a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job. I'm sorry. I just don't get enough out of your love to warrant the amount of effort I have to put into it. So, I don't want your love. See, if it's real love, it's more than you could have ever imagined. If it's real love, it'll be something that you can't even believe it happened to you. It was so good. You won't even have anything to compare it to. Anything else is just a repetition of the past in another form. Anything other than that is just you going doing the same thing you did before. It just looks like you're doing, you danced this week in Club A and you danced next week in Club B. So it looked like you did something different, but you just danced at a club. So you're really just experiencing the same stuff over and over again that you always have experienced. But I'm going to tell you what something new feels like. Something new coming from God, coming from you, coming from what loves you. Something really new, you're going to go, I cannot even imagine how this happened. It is out of this world. Out of what I would have ever could have imagined, could have ever happened to me in my life. If you're not saying that, you're just repeating an old experience again in another form, and that's why it doesn't satisfy you. You're just recycling. And some of us recycle relationships. We just recycle them. It's the same old relationship with another body. It's the same thing. But then, so what we want now is we want the result of the correct relationships that we already have learned about, that we already have, that are invisible. And we want to see the results of all our right relationships so much that it convinces us that we really can have right relationships. You see what I'm saying? You know, it's great to applaud an idea. That's a cool thing to do. So I don't ever feel self-conscious about doing that in my class. You know, yeah. Remember, it's through appreciation that you keep things in your life.
Amen.
And when you stop, the course teaches, when you stop appreciating something, and therefore that means you don't value it anymore, he says, then it will look like something took it away from you. It'll look like something took it away from you. And you'll be saying, something took that away from me. But it could never leave unless you don't value it. So that's why, you know, letting people that you are around know how much you appreciate them through the effect of your expression of the appreciation, it keeps it around. And not only keeps it around, it attracts more to it. And so you draw more things to it that you appreciate. They become like a magnetic force. So you have to let the appreciation manifest through you that you want to see become real. So I want real appreciation. So then I try to go, okay, Earl, how can you in your heart appreciate the people that are sent here today by Spirit? You know, can you let appreciation come through you? How can you do that? Well, for an hour, you can try to give them the best you got to give, constantly reminding them that they're innocent, constantly reminding them that they could have things happen to them that's far beyond anything that they could imagine, and they can have the results of their learning, and they can experience so much love they'll believe is real. That's how I want you to show your appreciation. You know, that's what's so cool. What do? I let it manifest through me. So I'm doing it right now. So thank you. 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 And I want to let it out even more sincerely. But it feels really beautiful and then sometimes a little corny. So I have these mixed reactions to me when I talk. Sometimes I sound corny to me. But I sound sincere to me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you're like, nobody's going to believe you saying that. Nobody's going to believe you when you say you appreciate them. I'm like, what? Did you hear that voice?
Yeah.
They'll never believe what you're saying. And it's so cool. It's so, that's what, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Isn't that great? I don't have to believe it, you know. Oh, but you're demonstrating that it's true. You're giving me witnesses. Here's something you want to say, David. Yes. Yeah, man. Okay. Okay, on three. On three, here we go. You ready? On three. Stretch. Let yourself have it. We let a lot of stuff come through us right now, this last hour. You know, so yeah, so let yourself move. Let yourself move. Okay. Last 2 minutes before we leave out, I'm going to say A Course in Miracles lesson. A Course in Miracles lesson that will help us accept this new level of manifestation, where what's invisible is going to show us that it exists through its results, and by us experiencing more and more of the good, we will come to understand and believe that we deserve the good. By experiencing and receiving more and more of the good, we're going to come to realize that we deserve the good. That's the plan. We're kind of going to become aware of things through their results and their manifestations. And the more we see the good or the love or the truth manifest, the more we see the witnesses, the more we believe, and we will believe that it's true for us. But in the beginning, you don't even have to believe. But when you get the results, it means that your learning occurred under the right guidance. And learning is invisible, Learning is invisible, and you can only become aware of the results of your learning by its manifestations. So by God's effects in your life, you will begin to know that God is in your life. And when these blessings start to come, they're going to violate every law of reality that this world says is possible. It's going to transcend everything you think is possible as it becomes real. So what you want to say to yourself is, I am entitled to miracles. 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 Listen to everybody's voices. I am entitled to miracles. Who's not alone? Blessing in my dream.